Without this, you cannot realize. But by third class of association, you can come very soon from Kanishka Adhikari. But without association, you cannot. And then you will yourself. Loving Krishna, Krishna Prem, to Krishna Jugal, Radha Krishna. And Maitri, to whom? Equal devotee. But this Maitri will be of three kinds. To higher, giving respect and serving them and likeness. And to equal, doing each other dandat pranam hari katha is to Goshti and serving. And to Kanishka, but they are voices. Oh, by Harikatha, checking them in Matrimonika. And those who are adverse, by Mukh, of neglect. So this, gradually they will know at all. One thing you should think is, Haridas Thakur is Namacharya given by Chaitanya. Other chanting not less than 3 lakhs. Vain Bhanda. And you know that Srila Rupa Goswami came and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the guardian of Rupa Goswami and kept in the hands of Haridas Thakur. Always with him. Whenever you used to go to Jagannath temple to take darshan, like Haridas Thakur, always being under the shade of Haridas Thakur. You used to do pranam to Haridas Thakur also. But you can see that. You have never heard that he used to chant Srila Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami doing pranam to him always. So we can think that Haridas Thakur is more superior in all respects to Rupa. Is it the fact? No. What is the fact?
Rupa Goswami is higher.
Rupa Goswami doing pranam. Taking the feet dust of Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu giving respect to him, Haridas Thakur more, and how he is more superior. Can you tell?
Because he was serving
Haridas Thakur,
he had his desire, that is why he was higher.
When we start, he should be higher. This is the regular.
He would be removing Mani Bhishyam, the inner heart of Mahaprabhu, and also he stands. He overcome by so much emotion that he couldn't continue to stand.
Sometimes remembering the past and suffering highly, and he used to be spent in so much more, even not knowing where I am, what doing, and out of time, lamenting so much. Also, that thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should hear. It's a bundle of
The switch behind you.
Huh? What do you need for the gear? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that all you should be merciful to him. Punityananda, Advaita Acharya, Sarupa Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Haridas Thakur, Sadhvam Bhattacharya, all he told requested that you should be merciful, that he should do my Manobhishta service. Krishna told to Haridas Thakur or anyone. And Mahaprabhu also sprinkled his mercy to him. Why? That for what purpose he has descended from Golok Vrindavan? So he will spend his whole body. But what I am doing, and he is doing same thing. More than me. If Rupa Goswami was not in this world, or who has told that O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna? He told first, Anarthiti Charing Kirat Parmeya There are some realization here because they are associates. Also Sadhvam Bhattacharya, he realized something. But they never told to public that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Radha and Krishna. Krishna himself that is taking the beauty and intensive mode of Radhika he has. Never ended. So Mahaprabhu was tested all. That if you should be merciful to him, that he can my Manobhish. What is his Manobhish to Seva? His Manobhishta to relish the three modes of Radhika. And to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, this Radmarg, he wanted to distinguish and form. So these two are Manobhishta. How serving Rupa Manjari to Radhika and to Krishna after that, bending more towards Radhika, serving conjugal, but always towards Radhika. In happiness of Radhika, so much joy. And if Srimati Radhika is suffering, oh, he is. Even Lalita can pacify Radhika. But Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari not. What doing? Waiting. So Lalita should also pacify these Manjari. Even Lalita wants to meet Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Or they will have to take permission. But anything inside or not. So these are Manobhishta that Rupa Goswami has manifested in his, especially in Ujjwal Veenmani, Vidarbha Madhava and these are the aim and object of life. Even more than that. So he preached all these things. Rupa Goswami, very humble, and he was giving proper respect to Vaishnava, to Haridas Thakur and all these things. But internally, he was so high that it was very hard for anyone to touch. So we should realize how we can do it. Not by mental acts to realize. It's intelligence. By following Gurudev, Vaishnava, chanting more, giving more energy. Always hearing. If no chance of hearing, hear Rupa Goswami, hear Krishna Das Goswami, hear Sukadev Goswami. Read very thoroughly, deeply, Bhagavatam, Gita. Not so much, but beginner Gita. Those who are somewhat, I mean, the mantra meditari for them. Chaitanya Chaitanya, the books of Rupa Goswami and all. Thinking that I am being good. Don't waste your time. Gradually try to develop your Krishna. If you are stagnant, then what it means? Neither you are going up, neither you are going either. You are going. So, water will be. After some time, will be contaminated. No? So many bad things will be. You are going down? Very bad. How you will think that I am going down or not? What is this that will come? Gradually you will be contaminated. Oh, I want one chance. Oh, not a person. Then see more wealth, more cost, more those. And you will think that, oh, if I have two sons, I will serve more. But it is a goal. I know that there are so many that they are not satisfied by divorcing 8 times. And they want to record this in his book. And thinking that we are very high for them. So, they should try to know all this. Who will think all these things? Understand? Realize? Only Madhya Madhikari. Otherwise. So try to be Madhya Madhikari. Otherwise my doctor will be angry. Why you made late? Doctor is here. Where is he here? In photo?
No,
he is not.
Very good. Can I offer to Thakurji or not?
Some of you can offer him.
Who is there?
I'm very happy that some people from different parts of America here and there, also from England, from Australia, so many places.
Holland, France, Germany.
Also Hawaii. so many devotees have assembled here. Oh, so much thanks to them. And those who are juniors, oh, my hearty blessings to them. And those who are or disciples from Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I am very happy to meet with them. Like my God brothers, I honor them. I like to honor them and to help them as Swami is. So now, we are beginning to our class. That time is so short. In 1 hour, we cannot tell so much. In India, when I used to tell something in my class, 1 hour takes my only making my introduction. And Mangalacharan. What I want to experience. So, you know that after Krishna Lila in Vrindavan, Mathura, and after that Dwarka, all was finished. And Krishna returned to his own abode, Golok Vrindavan, in his Aprakat Lila. And he was thinking something. I did so many three pastimes. And abode of all Russia. And abode of Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhu, all class, and object. But in Krishna pastime, these pastimes, my all wishes were not satisfied. Something was there remaining. Three especially wishes. And what were their wishes that were not fulfilled in that Krishna pastime? Sundvitya, small Sundvitya can speak about that. What are three wishes of Krishna that were not fulfilled in Krishna pastime? Come on and stand up and say. Quickly, come. Minute. Mic should be given. You should stand up quickly. And then you can come here with Samran.
Take the mic.
That's it. That all can understand in such a very good language. If you are not understanding, you can raise hand after speaking.
He wants to know the taste of the Srimati Radhika's extensive delight, because Krishna himself, he can go up to Maharaj, but beyond that, he has no experience of that thing. Because in order to experience what is beyond Maharaj, one has to be in the path of someone who loves Krishna. And since Krishna does not love himself, he could not experience what Srimati Radhika experiences in his Sangha and in his separation. Like for instance, when Srimati Radhika is not with Krishna directly, then he will see a tamalti, and a tamalti is dark, which I think Krishna is also dark to question. So sometimes he will embrace that tree, he will kiss that tree, he will throw that tree, sometimes he will walk away from that tree as if he can lie, because he's so mad at Sri and in separation from Krishna that he's thinking that the tree itself is Krishna. So when Krishna sees this, he says, oh, how amazing. So when I see a Kadam tree, which is very golden and reminds me of Srimati Radhika, when I see a Kadam tree, I don't go mad and embrace that Kadam tree, which is golden, prosperous, and visible right for herself. But Krishna is thinking, this is something very amazing, something that
Business of Bansi, business of his pastimes and everything. He wanted to test, but he could not test. You don't know? All these are happening. Chamrani, you should. Again. Yes, I try to explain more. There is not so much. Or don't do pranam. You should do pranam next day.
In the station of Terry Tamika, I will read us chapter 1 and 4. The answer to Juru's great age question is given by Sri Guru Damodar, who wrote a very nice verse, knowing the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he came. Why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Radha, Nagaya Mahima, Sri Shobhanayaiva. Krishna's first desire was to understand the limits of the glories of the love of Srimati Radhika. Krishna himself says, I am Purnananda, I am the reservoir of all happiness. Just one atomic particle of my happiness can drown the entire world in happiness. Yet I become maddened by the love of Srimati Radhika. That love drives me mad, just like a leaf which is blown around in a hurricane and is completely controlled by that wind. I am controlled by the love of Radhika, which is my guru. So he wanted to understand the extent of that love. As Sri Sundaravati said, Radhika is the abode of love.
You know that Krishna is one rasa and another rasa. So what is in not Krishna, even it is in Radhika. Here it
is. All the ecstatic emotions that are in Srimati Radhika's Madhavati Mahabharata, this Aneka rasa, Krishna cannot experience. He's Aneka rasa. He's a pure Sarvita Sindhu, the reservoir of all relationships. And he gives happiness to all of his devotees. But he cannot taste the happiness of his most exalted devotees. He cannot taste all those unlimited devotional sentiments. He cannot even taste the love of Radhika and Vishaka, what the state of Srimati Radhika. So in order to understand the glory of that love, he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swadhyodhinatma, Sri Shobhamahiya. He also wanted to taste and understand himself. He said, I'm full, but still I cannot understand my own self, and I cannot taste my own self. Krishna is Atmaram, that means he takes pleasure in his own self. But he could not taste full pleasure in his own self as much as he might be right as taste or experience it. Neither can he experience the pleasure of his own self without the association of his own self, that is Srimati Radhika. Just like one lover says to a beloved, oh, you are my life and soul. This is a perverted reflection of the absolute reality of Krishna. Srimati Radhika is the life and soul and the soul of our Srimati. He's the embodiment of all of Krishna's six opulences. He wouldn't be beautiful, he wouldn't be happy, he wouldn't be full of knowledge, he wouldn't have all strength, he wouldn't have all renunciation, and he wouldn't have all fame if his embodiment of all these six opulences was involved in his association. So he is at Maram only in the association and by the mercy of Srimati Radhika. So he cannot taste his own self and enjoy his own self, his four weaknesses, as he comes to the duty of
self. Second, Krishna. Krishna is so much beautiful in the whole world. He can attract his beauty. Radhika is more beautiful than Krishna. Krishna admits. small difference. But there is something in me, in my body, that is beauty. Also sweetness in my clothes. And sweetness in my person, and so many sweet qualities. That Radhika becomes mad. So what is in me? This sweet thing. Oh, I cannot tell you. If I will have a mood of Radhika in sweet intrinsic mode, then I can understand how sweet myself, my clothes, my all the qualities and persons, that all the gopis especially Radha become so mad and unnatural. What is that? And what is the happiness in them when they see? I want to test, but I am not moved of that. That's my concern. So, he begs the mercy of Radhika. Or he is stolen away, still away. It's all away. Intrinsic beauty of, intrinsic mode of Radhika and beauty. To test himself, to relish his beauty, Radha Pranamahima and all. So he can descend to his body in the shape of Satyanandan Gaurav. He took birth in Navadvip town. About 500 years before. And there, he took birth on the same day when there was sun. All they had taken care of him gently. Hari bol, all the lakhs and lakhs devoted. Friends, just imagine. The whole world at that time, all they were reciting Hare Krishna, Hari bol, Hari bol. It was so beautiful, so marvelous, that all began to tell the name of the Bohemian. What is Gauranga? What is the meaning of Gauranga? Golden complexion, soul complexion. They kept the name Nimai. Why Nimai name? Oh, the sons and daughters of Sati. Mata. Before this one. Oh, all were gone. They kept this Nimai name that it is like a neem tree. It's a very big thing. So, Jammu will not come and will not take my son. So they told me, they kept the name. So boys will, or were so naughty as Krishna, so naughty, more than Krishna. And after the age of 8 or 9, he completed his all study of the Akaran and Mahari. And at that time, that time, he began as Sanskrit Pathshala High School, and very learned scholars were there with him. And at that time, a very prominent scholar of whole India, defeating all everywhere he came in Navadvip. And he challenged that any one who can challenge me, he can come and I will defeat, or other he will defeat. And I will be disciple or he will be my disciple. Understanding my lame English? Oh. When he has so many cars, full of Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Puran and all this. And he was unparalleled. Oh, high class of love. He used to make so many slopes, one after another, 100,000, without any fault. Or new and new, without any wrong thing. Then he challenged, but none came forward. They told that Nimai is very poor person. And he always defeats us. So why not we say, that's all among us, this grammar teacher, only my pandit, told the rectis, if you are defeating him, all we will think that all you have defeated all. So go back to him and discuss. So Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, is a manly self. He defeated. That you know, you all know. And you should try to know all this. Very easily he defeated. But when he disciples began to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disciples, Shastra, students began to laugh and
laugh
because of the honor. This is the honor. And he told to that Kaitapasri that you should meet tomorrow. Now you are so much tired, you should come. And in the night, he called his deity, Saraswati Devi. Oh, Saraswati Devi, you are very unkind to me today. If I was defeated by any learned person, or no one, but a very simple, or grammar teacher, or even the elder, and he defeated me. Oh, I said, God, I said, God. At once, Saraswati Devi came, he of learned knowledge. She at once appeared. And so, oh, you are very lucky and fortunate. You should not think that it is any nice kind of grammar. He tells himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he has come to help this whole world to make liberated and to keep things. So don't think he is a very simple boy. When the mind is to go, and go and take some apologies. And then you should take his hands up in the very morning bed. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he felt less on your or attempt some offensive in your life. Please let me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that a Brahmin or the fruit of Vidya, learning, is not to defeat anyone here. So at once, I'm initiating you. You should repeat me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You should know that Nam and Nam, Krishna and this name are transcendental, both matter. From tomorrow you should go and chant this name. And very soon, you will realize, at once you should go back to then begin to after that, all the teachers there, very famous, very learned in the audience. You know how many teachers were there, options to colleges? More than one left. And you can imagine how many residents may be there. Now it was more bigger than now Calcutta. And so, then, this boy is not like simple things for the world. It's something more than we know. After some time, all he may become more bigger. And he did so many pastimes there. You must know that what is Nadi. Nadi is himself Vrindavan Dham. No difference between Vrindavan and Nadi. So the pastimes of Nadi of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are more superior than the pastimes of Puri and
Godavari.
More and more, because you know that Navdeep is of Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj has come like Jagannath, and Yashoda Maiya, they are not in Puri. No, you know, in Puri. Puri is not Navdeep. What is Puri? Oh, Dwarka. At some time, my son is Kuru, Kuru Chetra. There are Krishna, Bhadeva, Subhadra, and all are there. Not any Vrindavan is there, never. So, it is not Vrindavan. And the persons of Nodhi are more superior, so much superior than the persons of Puri. and go to see what is more to be there than but we see we see opposite. Oh, Ramananda, the dialogue between Ramananda and Mahaprabhu was so super excellent. Then he was admitted in the school of Visakhadevi, Mahaprabhu. And he learned the rest from Ramananda. And then he came to Puri. And Ramananda also left that position and he also came to Puri. And in Gambira, he kept all the three vishes there. So it seems that Puri is more superior than nobody. And Puri is superior than Godavari is more superior than Puri. But if you know all these truths, conclusion, then you can. You must know all these things. And go so very deep and deep. Yeah, that's another time is for all the Vaishnavas, 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 if you are in the station, if you are in the station, then you cannot be aware. You cannot go. So you must read Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita or any book of our Buddha. Or in the shade of the garden. Or should be the height of our Rasik Sattva Govishna. And the Rasik Sattva, you are this body, my soul, my all senses, my atma, everything in your lotus feet. Now and no more, my body is your body. Please, be merciful to me, thank you, your body, that I can serve and give a love and pleasure. And then at once, we initiate it. And then Mahaprabhu was changed, totally changed. And he wanted to go to Vrindavan. But angel came. Oh, now time is not. Oh, so time will come, and then you can go to Vrindavan. You should return to Navadvip. There are so many things to do. So, anyhow, he became Unumatsa, mad in time. And chanting Hare Krishna, and so much Shatatayam Shatresham Sampurna. Anyhow, he said, he stopped to teaching totally. He told that I cannot teach you because now I'm seeing when I open my book, all the matter, all the grammatical something, all that appear in me before like Krishna. How very beautiful. Nanda Nandan. And I become so much mad. So now I can. Oh, keep, you should find your books. Or you can go to another. They told, oh, we cannot follow any other teacher. We want to be with you. Always. Mahaprabhu told that, oh, then if you are with me, then, oh, from today, we should begin chanting Hari name. And you should follow me. No instrument, nothing. No kata, no mridanga. Only your God-given with hand. And chant for Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Here and there, daily. Okay. And they began this Krishna moment from there. They told her Dasan, Mishan, all her Dasan, oh, you should follow my daughter. I want some begging. Go door to door. And to everyone, you should beg some donation. What donation? Not of money, not anything, no wealth, no grains, nothing. Oh, what? Oh, give me. That you should tell one Krishna. Well, sometimes thought that they are mad. They began to joke, to laugh. Some told us, get out from here. And some honoring soul. Mahaprabhu told that in each evening, he used to report me that my disorders are going on or not. And thus, very quickly, Jagai Madhai were. And after that, what he did? He took sannyas. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. But his mother came in, Shanti Ji. And she requested that, oh, I want that you should be in sannyas order, but you should be in. Better not to be in Vrindavan. Here is so near. I can have your messages. And sometimes you can come to take bath in Ganges. So you should be there. And after that part, he went to south. And there he met Sarama. And so many parts. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning from Vrindavan, in the midway, where? In Prayag. Rupa Goswami and Anupam. They were coming to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sprinkled his mercy to him. And told so many Harikathas of very but he hates lots of.
Oh.
Can you tell something?
Yeah. You should stay and you stand up here.
I want to tell all the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag, in Varanasi, and also in these are of very high class of people. And I want that you have agreed to chant. You should know all the conclusions and that with a new energy and with a new inspiration. Oh, you should again come like you were in the time of Srila Prabhupada. I want only this or donation from you all, especially from the senior Vaishnav here. A temple. I know that they are more than 60 or 75. So my respect is nothing else. I don't want money. I have not come to waste money. Never, never. No money problem. Nothing. No position. No gain. Self gain. Gain. I don't want. I only want to help you. I have my Prabhu, the Shiksha Guru, requested. So you should.
Srila Mahaprabhu
explained very deeply the process of Bhakti, the nature of Srila Bhakti,
and he began by telling
Srila Mahaprabhu
that, oh, my dear Guru, please hear as I speak to you.
You should understand.